Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we hang out at a brewery with old and new friends. This episode is Justified. All right, we got a nice breeze going through here. We are outside recording at Settle Down Easy Brewing.
Settle Down Easy. We're just going to keep coming back until they tell us not to come back anymore. So, story of my life.
Yeah. No, co-owner Frank Coons, so gracious, let us set up here on the
he's awesome.
The front outdoors area, the picnic table. Again, he provides the power.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up and order some beers.
That's right.
And we have a good time. So, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here's the deal, Patrick. So we're just going to set up here all week.
Okay.
And we're going to record some August new music episodes. And I thought this worked out really well last time with the July new
music.
Yes, it did. Right? So people enjoyed that we were hanging out. And we have the special guests, because the nice thing here is we can just sort of set up and invite people over. And, you know, they don't have to come into our homes, right?
So right. That's weird.
You know, right. Exactly. So just hang out here. Who doesn't love to come to a brewery? So this is exciting. Well, first I'm going to mention on this episode, it may sort of change day to day, but this episode we have Mike Snyder. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mike.
I basically stayed here since the July new music episode, so I've just been hanging out here.
Julie comes and brings him something to eat every now and then.
The listeners should recognize Mike, but really exciting here. All the way from Indiana, yeah. We have Justice Fuller.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Justice. Thank
I
you
made
so much.
It. Thanks for having me.
This is great. Justice was a regular on the Friday night Hootenannies.
Yes.
When those were going week to week, when we were all, you know, in lockdown. And a fantastic singer. Fantastic singer.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. Yep.
Really good. So, and are you coming to Suburbs Fest? Are you able to
yes,
make it out?
Yes, I will be here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So people who come to Suburbs Fest, October 1, 2, and 3, you might be able to hear you.
I will be here, and I will actually be here with recorded music in hand.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting. I'll tell you, folks, I know there's not many days left before you hear this, but we're going to have a heck of a merch table at our Suburbs Podfest as well. We're going to have some cool stuff from some of the groups and, you know, some items that are custom made and all kinds of cool things. So, you know, bring your Venmo and
yeah.
A few dollars. Yep.
Yep. It's going to be great. So anyway, very excited Justice is here.
This yeah, very excited.
Yay.
Okay. So today is the intern new music episode
yep.
from August, and four of our five interns submitted recordings.
Woo-hoo.
One decided to sit it out this month. That was Sammy. She said she was mostly listening to audiobooks and podcasts.
It
that
happens.
Doesn't quite fit with this. Although I'm curious about these podcasts she's listening to. That doesn't seem maybe for educational purposes.
Let's hope
right.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Research, right? That
yeah,
sort
it's
of
recon.
Thing. So anyway, we have four intern August new music picks, and we like to go first come, first serve. And so usually, the person who's Johnny on the spot is intern Sam.
Imagine that.
Yes. So we'll start with that here.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, interns Mary, Sammy, Matt, and Jason, and fellow listeners. This is intern Sam here with my August 2021 new music pick. For my pick, I'm going with Donda by Kanye West. I can't believe it. I actually can't believe he released this record. Or did he? If you're a Kanye fan, then you're familiar with the roller coaster that has been this album. Since it was announced in the summer of 2020, this record has seen title changes, album art redesigns, track listing revisions, and three listening parties. Let me put it this way. Imagine watching an artist erase and redraw a painting for over a year. That's pretty much what it felt like. The album, which is named after Kanye's late mother, is a collection of tracks with skillful composition by Kanye and producer Mike Dean, containing the modern rap and trap beats you might be familiar with today, but with the twist of Mr. West. Kanye on this record tackles religion, relationships, and personal conflicts, as well as the challenges of success and how that has impacted him both as a person and an artist. My brother Josh, I think, put it best. Take Life of Pablo, Ye, and Jesus is King, which are his last three records, rip the best element from each of those and then mix them into this. Now, one thing that seemed off to me was the inclusion of Marilyn Manson and DaBaby on the track Jail Part 2. It's a controversial decision for sure, with Manson currently facing civil lawsuits alleging abuse, which Manson, through his lawyers, denies, and DaBaby recently making homophobic comments while on stage. I'm not quite sure what Kanye was trying to go for by including these two. The album is almost 2 hours long, so grab a drink and prepare yourself for a long listening session ahead. Thank you all so much for listening, and to those that are currently dealing with Hurricane Ida, I'm thinking of all of you, and I hope you all are safe and well.
That song is called Jail, but that's not Jail Part 2 that he mentioned in the message, but he, but Sam specifically wanted me to play a clip from Jail.
Got it.
So Kanye West, Donda album, this, as Sam mentioned, this album is sort of like been in this strange state over the last several months, and then it was like released, but Kanye said he didn't approve of its release and so on. So anyway, it's typical Kanye West, right? Yeah. And he did some weird listening party at the Atlanta football stadium for a week or something where people could watch him listening to the record, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, what do you guys think? Any thoughts on Kanye West?
Well, that was very intriguing. I mean, every time I listen to Kanye's music, I find it very interesting. It's not like, let's say, you know, a band who's basically got a formula and they kind of repeat that formula over and over, you know, every time. It seems like there's always a thoughtful, interesting element. I mean, the space in that record, the echo and all that stuff is very, very intriguing. Like Sam said, I mean, if you're going to listen to it, it sounds like you really got to strap in, right, and do the whole experience of like 2 hours, especially if he's put all that much effort into it. I will say, in all honesty, and I'm not sure, you know, how this has happened or whatever, but for me, Kanye has kind of become like this mega celebrity that maybe you might, when you're in the grocery store, see him on the cover of like the tabloid magazine or something like that. He's a baby with space aliens or something like that, you know, and or on People magazine or something like that, because he's married to a very big celebrity as well. So I don't know, he just kind of floats above me in kind of this universe of stardom where I see him every now and then, and it's like, hey, man, you know, I'm still out there. But, you know, I think if I'm going to get into it, I probably got to make the commitment, right, and actually dig into the whole thing. So
I think I would definitely be interested in committing to the full 2 hours based on that clip. The thing that always strikes me about Kanye is, for as much as we know about him, as you were mentioning, you know, he's this larger-than-life figure in the press. Obviously, his mental health battles are very well documented, but there's always kind of this lightness and playfulness that he brings to his music, despite kind of the subject matter or despite all of the stuff we know is going on. So it's just the breadth of emotion, I think, is what is so compelling about Kanye. So I'll strap in for the 2 hours. All I'm not going to Atlanta, but I'll listen to it.
I will say that Kanye is a lot of work for someone like me, and I kind of checked out after the album with Jay-Z, which I do listen to in the gym once in a while. And I agree with everything that Justice said about there's a lot of things that Kanye has going on that go along with this. I will say that music sounded majestic.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
And if I'll have to decide. You're right. It's not. I don't listen to his music at like one song. You know, it's like you got to say, okay, I'm gonna commit to this, and right. I may. I can't guarantee you I will, but I will say it certainly sounded like he knew what he was doing. It's building to something we didn't hear at all in that clip, which kind of intrigues you.
Good point. Yeah, really good point. It is building to something, and you're not really sure what it is. But I think what Justice said was really interesting to me too, because it's almost like you get the sense of like, here's when he's making music is where Kanye can leave all that other stuff behind.
Absolutely.
And actually be, you know, the person
right.
who is the musician who is famous way back, you know, now he's Kanye because he made music, and he kind of feels like he gets back to that. It's a good observation.
He's one of those larger than life, you know, figures that actually does have the chops to back it up musically.
Yeah, exactly.
All I want to say is my son, who's 17, he and I don't connect a lot over music, but he keeps bugging me. Have you listened to Donda yet?
Oh, is that
right? Have you listened to Donda yet?
Cool.
So he thinks I'll like it, or at least he wants to get my opinion of
there
it,
you
I
go.
Think, right?
That's and a
I would
step
say,
in the right direction.
And I would say with him and his peer group, Kanye West is huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is intern Mary. That's Mary Edelberg.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my August pick of the month. This month, I'm choosing a band that caught my ear. They released an album on August 20th, and I realized I haven't thought about this group in like 20 years. So I listened to the whole thing, and I think you might like it also. It is Interrobang from Switchfoot, and a good song to listen to would be If I Were You. Keep rocking the suburbs.
2020 enemies, what a dismal odyssey. How about on the apathy? Is there any remedy? 'Cause we pick over Listerine with Twitter as a liturgy. What a crummy legacy. 2020 enemies. If I
All right, two quick things I'll say. One, I also have not thought about Switchfoot in a long time. Two, Mary was not on a train in Germany in that call.
She
right?
wasn't. Okay.
No, that was last month.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Right. It's just wonderful to hear Mary's voice. That always makes me happy whenever I hear her voice. She's so wonderful. I got to say, I haven't thought about Switchfoot maybe ever. I don't really know much about Switchfoot. Yeah. I really don't. Yeah. I will say,
but that was super poppy.
Yeah, it was great, and it's remarkable to me when I hear music like that. Sometimes when I hear the singing, and I hear the marked influence of Conor Oberst from Bright Eyes. I mean, really, in the vocals, a lot of people adopt that singing style, which I think is really cool. It's very expressive, very breathy, and that singer had a way of chopping the words up that were kind of cool, like the way he said Listerine and all that. And I thought the lyrics were pretty, you know, a sad
sharp.
Legacy is pretty neat. Yeah, very good.
Well, Switchfoot is kind of my time. I think they were pretty big when I was in high school.
Okay,
but I forgot about them as soon as I graduated. but that was cool. I feel like it's stylistically, it's a little bit different than what was big when I was in high school. It was a little more acoustic, a little more folky. So the high pop energy of it was fun to hear, and I'm glad they're still kicking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for that.
You know how we always talk about songs to listen to in the car in the summer?
Yep.
You know, you don't, and you roll the windows down, you don't do that in D.C. You
right.
actually roll down the windows in the fall.
That's right.
Which
yes.
is like now.
Yes.
And this is a song that sounds like it could be good to listen to in the car. I'm not a Switch fan at all. I don't own any other albums. But if I was putting a playlist together for Julie Snyder, this would be on there because I think
cool.
she would get a kick out of
that. I think she'd like that. Yeah.
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 That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is intern Matt. That's Matt Windler. Here we go.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, interns, and listeners.
I'm going with Girl Puppy's debut EP, Swan, as my August new music pick. Girl Puppy, i.e. Becca Harvey, was spurred on to finish the music she'd started when she was laid off because of the pandemic. That work led her to collaborate with producer Marshall Vore, who has worked with Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst. The result is 5 dreamy, breezy songs. For pick, go with Miniature Furniture. It's got a great longing feeling to it. Hope everybody has a blast at Suburbs Fest, and I'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Can't wait to get to Wicker. I wish I brought my camera. It broke while in LA. Miniature furniture, feeling like a teenager. A week in distraction. I'm sitting high, crossing through state lines, and it all unravels. My state of mind stuck on Eastern time. We'll be talking soon enough. Maybe I'll move to somewhere bigger, Chicago, Pasadena, cause I still can't stand the cold. Monday's coming quicker, I'll see you in September again. I'm sitting high, crossing through state lines, and it all unravels. My state of mind stuck on Eastern time, but we're talking soon.
All right, that is delightful.
Yeah, that really is nice. Mm-hmm. Gentle. Bobbing almost like waves on the sea or like ripples. Yeah, yeah. Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl Puppy.
Girl Puppy. Okay. There was a mention of Connor Oberst.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. As
there's,
well.
There's a theme going here.
Yeah, he's pervasive. There's
speaking
no doubt
of
about that.
Themes, I think this would fit in driving around the Washington, D.C. area in the fall with your windows
there
down
you
and stuff. And it, I don't know that this is a song that Julie Snyder would like on her playlist, but I think it'd probably be good on Mike Snyder's playlist.
There you go.
Right next to Phoebe Bridgers.
Side Mike. And side Julie.
There
yeah.
you go. There you go. No, that was great. Good discovery.
Yep. And I will say, too, as Mike said, it's not because we don't want to drive around in the summer with the windows down, but it's so blisteringly uncomfortable and miserably hot in D.C. that you can't do it. You have to have your air conditioner on.
So Justice, who's here from Indiana now, she lived in the D.C. area. In Northern Virginia?
Yeah, in
right?
Northern Virginia.
Yeah, where we are.
Herndon and then Fairfax.
Okay.
Okay, for about, what did you say, about
five years?
Yeah. So you remember the horrible summers.
I remember the horrible summers and the terrible traffic.
Yes, two things. That's right.
Yeah,
and the exhaust comes in your window if you have your window down. So
yeah, you want to be as isolated as possible when you're driving down the Beltway.
I think that, yes, I think... I pretty much got this scoped out that eventually when I pass from this mortal coil, my punishment for all the things I've done will just be to drive eternity on the Beltway.
The Beltway.
Just around and around the Beltway.
The inner loop or the outer loop?
Yes.
Yes.
The only question I had about the lyrics here is when she started talking, since we're talking about the weather, she said she wants to move because she can't stand the cold, and it's considering Chicago.
I know.
I wondered about that one. It must be a joke.
I had that. Right? That pinged to me, too.
Right.
Okay, now, one more intern call.
Kay.
This is from intern Jason.
Yeah.
Jason Pay.
Hi, Suburbs Pod, Patrick, Jim, and fellow interns. This is intern Jason coming at you with my new music pick. And the album that I chose is Any Shape You Take by Indigo D'Souza. This is Indigo's sophomore album. I seem to be covering a lot of sophomore albums in my new music picks, but this is her first album signed with Saddle Creek Records. So Indigo didn't really show up on my radar until earlier this year. And when I first listened to her, I instantly felt like there was just something special about the way that she writes lyrics and melodies and how she quickly gets to the heart of some really dark subject matters, but not being too nihilistic. And I'm going to quote her. I wanted this album to give a feeling of shifting with and embracing change. These songs came from a turbulent time when I was coming to self-love through many existential crises and shifts in perspective. And I just wanted to preface the rest of what I'm going to say with that quote, because I wanted to say that my favorite songs on this album are Real Pain and Kill Me, which seem like very dark songs just from the title alone, but they are comforting in a way because it feels like it comes from someone who does understand what it's like to be in those dark places. So I hope you enjoy my pick, and stay safe out there, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Kill me slowly, take me with you down to the garden where magnolias bloom. Baby, darling, devil, I love you. I love you. I love you. Kill me in the morning. Call your mother. Tell her you love her. Call my mother and tell her the same. You write good things. I clean up when the party is over. You're plastered, I'm fine. And I know you'll follow. I know that you'll follow. Kill me, kill me. No one.
All right, I am not familiar with Indigo D'Souza, are you?
Nope.
No, anyone? I'm not. No.
Well, now you are.
That's great. Yeah,
that's cool. I really, really like the vocal melody a lot, and just kind of the instrumental underpinning that was kind of back there just supporting that. Really neat.
Yeah.
And I love those lyrics, that line, when the party's over, you're plastered, I'm fine. That's a great line.
That's really
kind of sounds like our house.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like my house throwing away dishes instead of washing them. So I see you, Indigo.
Well, let's get new dishes.
So the theme continues. Saddle Creek Records mentioned
I was just going to say, yeah, weird. And I'll tell you guys this. I want to say two things. One, on this weird, unplanned Conor Oberst kind of Saddle Creek topic, I was recently rewatching the movie Inside Llewyn Davis by the Coen brothers, which is based on the folk scene.
And how many times have you seen this now?
It's getting up there. It's getting up to like total analysis level.
Yeah.
But I was reading some of the trivia about the movie, and Conor Oberst apparently was one of the three finalists to play Llewyn Davis.
Oh, I did not know that.
I thought that was really interesting. Huh. Yeah, and they ended up going with Oscar Isaac, you know. But the other thing I'll say to all our listeners, you can hear more picks from our interns, or I'm sorry, you can see more picks from our interns, not just new music, but anything they're listening to. If you sign up for our newsletter at suburbspod.com, every week the interns pick an album they're listening to. Often it's older stuff, you know, 38 Special pops in there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So
you never
sign
know.
Up for that. Yeah. And Jim and I also contribute to that
but
as
you,
well.
But nobody cares about that.
No, they really don't. No. Yeah.
What also was interesting on this song was it was very precise lyrics, but there was hints of Courtney Love expression, loud rock stuff possibly coming. So I really want to hear the rest of that album.
It did keep
it could
you
explode. Yeah,
there was a lot of anticipation in that song
very
for sure.
Cool.
Okay, this has been great. Thank you,
super
interns,
great.
As always. Yep. We love your new music picks. We love your involvement in the show and all the stuff you do behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we really love that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justice.
Yes.
And you're going to hang out for a few more days this week?
I think I live in the parking lot at Settle Down Easy now.
Right. That's right. And thanks, Mike.
You bet.
Mike, as always. And tomorrow we will start the listener new music picks, and then that will go for the rest of the week.
Great.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Justice Fuller.
And I'm Mike Schneider.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.
I mean, I've kept it simple by never learning to do anything other than playing five chords. So it's been pretty easy.